Reimagining Rural Health, a podcast series brought to you by Sanford Health. In this series, we explore the challenges facing healthcare systems across the country, from improving access to equitable care, building a sustainable workforce, and discovering innovative ways to deliver high-quality, low-cost services in rural and underserved populations. Each episode examines how Sanford Health and other health systems are advancing care for the unique communities they serve. In this episode, Courtney Collin with Sanford Health News talks with Tony Thomas, Chief Experience Officer and Industry Advisor, Microsoft. She joins an expert panel at the 2023 Summit on the Future of Rural Healthcare with the topic, How Can We Work Smarter, Not Harder?
I have Tony Thomas here in Sioux Falls from Cleveland, Ohio. Tony, welcome to Sioux Falls and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's my second trip into Sioux Falls. And as I said at the welcome dinner last night, I have a crush on Sanford ever since coming here the first time, and on Sioux Falls.
Well, we are happy to hear that, and we are even happier to have you here and grateful for your time. Tony, what are the top three opportunities you see when it comes to building a stronger rural healthcare workforce?
Yeah, the first opportunity, I think, really lives inside the organization and making sure the organization is communicating out to the population that there is a need to address the workforce crisis, that there is one, and how that would impact them or their families in the future. Mm-hmm. So helping them understand the scope of the problem. The other opportunity I think that exists with especially a health system like Sanford is the power to be able to help the rural population skill and scale up. Mm-hmm. So before we can get them into a pipeline where they can be formally educated in the healthcare professions or the helping professions, we need to take skilling out to the community and also integrate themselves into the public school system, the private school system, and certainly the secondary education system.
Your panel discussion answered the question, how can we work smarter, not harder? Mm-hmm. And I want to throw that question in here as well. Tony, how do we work smarter?
Yeah, so I'm going to take it back to the foundation of what it is I do every day. And that foundation is really around organizing your data and understanding the scope of the problem. Because we really truly have to tear down, or my manager likes to say, unlearn what we know about our problems. And that's a phrase that I've adopted. So we need to do that. We really need to have data that's accessible and available, and then to be able to analyze it, to understand the scope of the problem, and how do we work together towards solving that problem.
Where have we made progress when it comes to healthcare workforce issues? Where does work remain? And how will this shape strategy and policy moving forward?
Right. I really do think that it is a multidisciplinary collaborative effort, and it's not lost on me that right at this very moment we're sitting in a room full of people that have joined together from healthcare, medicine, nursing, technology, public policy, and government to talk about really hard things and how to fix those things. And I think the biggest thing that we can do coming out of today, it's easy to talk, but then we have to take action. So that's really important. And I've been involved in a lot of meetings over the years, summits and panels. But this one is unique. Yeah. It's small, but not too small. And it has powerful thought leaders that can lean into the problem.
If you could share one piece of advice with a new clinician or physician entering the workforce today, what would that be?
Wow, that's a really hard question. I would say that if you're following your heart and you really want to be in a helping profession, don't be daunted by the problems that the workforce is facing today. Because there are people, like people in this room, who are really trying to fix that. There are people that care, and that your family, your friends, and your neighbors are going to be dependent on people who want to join the healthcare workforce and take care of the people in the communities where they live. I think that's so important. It's like, let's just get back to the basics.
Yes.
And understand that we're trying to solve these problems, and we need people.
That's great advice. Thank you for that. What excites you most about the future of rural healthcare?
Yeah. I talked a little bit earlier today about my moonshot, and like, what is my, you know, vision for like healthcare of the future? And for me, it's really about understanding and knowing the people that are living in your communities and the populations that you're serving. Understanding what their struggles are, understanding how they want to receive healthcare, where they want to, and when they need to receive healthcare. So just really understanding your populations and being able to increase the access to healthcare for them in that way.
Toni Thomas, thank you so much for your time and for being here for this event.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Reimagining Rural Health, a podcast series brought to you by Sanford Health. Hear more episodes in this series or other Sanford Health series on Apple, Spotify, and news.sanfordhealth.org.